The Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce is your source for business-to-business connection in Wallingford and North Haven. Since 1915, the Chamber has been serving your community with business promotion, networking opportunities, themed events, and a complete resource of business and organizational supports. Join the Chamber today. Call 203-269-9891 or go online at www.quincham.com. QUINNCHAM.com. The Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce. And welcome to another edition of the Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce podcast. I'm Executive Director Ray Andrewson, and this is a podcast information among our members we bring to you every other week. We highlight a variety of businesses, small, large businesses, manufacturers, financial institutions, restaurants, individual sole proprietors, so on and so forth. The list, of course, as you can imagine, business is endless. Ironic, we're doing a podcast in this instance today because our topic will be hearing, audiology. And here in Wallingford, a very expert organization is available, and an audiologist is here to tell us a little bit about what they do with the Best Life Hearing Centers. The owner and audiologist, Jennifer McCaughey, is with us. And it's great to have you on the Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce podcast.
Great to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Sure. Well, Jennifer, I want to ask you, first of all, when we think of audiology and we think about just regular normal hearing, whatever that normal word happens to entail, most people generally have no difficulty with this sensory. Maybe some degrading aspects of how they hear based on age, based on experiences, exposure to loud noise. It's complicated just like vision. But let's talk a little bit about most people, and they can hear things pretty well. And then we'll get into the segments of audiology testing if anybody has any concerns. So let's just talk about how Americans in general hear each other.
Okay. Well, about 1 in 5 Americans has some degree of hearing loss. And often people don't even realize that they have it. You know, it comes on gradually. They're, as you're saying, they perceive that they're doing okay when they're really not aware of the difficulties that they're having. Other people are probably more aware of those difficulties than they are. Often, you know, they'll have family members or friends tell them, you know, you're not hearing me. And they don't even realize that it's happening. It comes on so gradually. So it can be enlightening, you know, to have a hearing test. And in the case where there is a hearing loss and we put some devices on the ears, it can be very enlightening for people to realize what they've been missing because they're often not even aware of it.
Interesting perspective to talk about not even aware of it. In this culture, which tends to be loud, where we have loud music, you know, we have loud machinery, we have loud cars, we have loud airplanes. The hearing mechanism, the eardrums, the whole passageway can be very stressed, could it not?
Right. We live in a noisy society. And so our ears are exposed to a lot of sound over the course of our lifetime. In terms of how much it damages our hearing, it has to do with intensity or volume and duration, how long you're in those periods of noise. And it's cumulative, you know. So if you maybe were in the military when you were younger and then you worked in a factory as you got older, all of that, you know, adds up in terms of your hearing and the effects of that noise on your hearing.
And in terms of the effect, you mentioned, you know, you just mentioned military and then going on to a factory as well. People who aren't necessarily in those environments can still have hearing loss and degradation.
Sure. Yeah. Some people may have noisy hobbies, you know, and not just noise. I think maybe that's what you're getting at. Not just noise affects your hearing. Certainly our health affects our hearing, you know, diabetes, heart disease, kidney problems, all affect the way that ear mechanism works. And, you know, oftentimes a hearing test can give us a clue that, you know, maybe there is something going on with the heart. We see certain configurations of hearing loss that can give us a clue. And then we can send that information to the primary care physician and alert them that there may be a problem again that people were not aware of, but it's showing up in the ears in the hearing test. You know, certainly medications, chemotherapy, you know, ear infections, you know, lots of things can affect the way that we're hearing.
One of the things that's fascinating is that some people are born with a disability, with hearing loss. Some people have it through some other issue where their tubes or anything in the auditory canal are damaged. If they have a severe childhood disease such as mumps or some other onset disease. Let's talk about the differences in the various age groups. So if we're talking about children, mm-hmm. obviously, if they're born with a hearing deficiency, we're not going to know right away. Or if they've had a childhood illness, it'll take a while to detect that, would it not?
Well, if someone is born with hearing loss, you know, we now have universal newborn hearing screening. So that hearing loss is generally picked up right away, because if a child fails the newborn hearing screening, every child in the hospital gets a screening. And if they fail that hearing screening, then they are referred on for further testing. So we pick up hearing losses in infants, you know, way sooner than we used to many, many years ago. So then that child can be aided much sooner. And then I'm sorry, what was the second half of the question?
Well, the second question, of course, was the toddlers and also the elementary school age children, because they may be born without that detection. And of course, if they're 2, 3, 5, 8 years old, something could be onset, or they could have degradation or hearing loss. And the signs, of course, would be speech issues and what might appear to be disrespectful behavior, but they're just not hearing authority figures at that point.
Right. You know, often, you know, parents will have just a feeling something's not right. Caregivers will, you know, alert parents to things that they're seeing, you know, the child's not responding. Oftentimes in that age group, sort of the toddler and elementary school age group, when the ears are not quite fully mature in terms of those eustachian tubes, and we see a lot of fluid in the ears, that's where, you know, kids can have some fluctuation. Generally, that kind of hearing loss can be, you know, solved via medical intervention, tubes in the ears. But, you know, we want to keep an eye on it because those are critical years for language development. So that's why they do hearing screenings, you know, in school, so we can detect those kinds of things. But in that age group, we see a lot of the, you know, the ear infection type issues.
It's interesting you mentioned ear infection, because we can talk about a variety of issues. I mean, ears disease, for example, which is a balance issue. People are sometimes surprised to realize balance and hearing are very integrated.
Right. Our balance organs are in our ears. So that tells our brain where we are in space. So if something is off in the balance part of our ear, you know, you can get vertigo, which I don't know if you've ever experienced that, but it's not pleasant. You know, it's a true spinning sensation. And in that case, there are things that we can do. There's, you know, vestibular therapy, most often done by a physical therapist, but the audiologist would test for that to determine if it was truly an inner ear issue or some other issue.
Yeah. Inner ear infections, of course, we hear about in childhood, but also develop later on in life. It's not unheard of as well. We can probably take this through our timeline of various things that impact hearing and capacity. But I'd like to focus on relationships, because sometimes you're with somebody for a long time, partnership, married, whatever, and you hear perfectly well for 10, 20 years, maybe not listening well, but hearing well. And then all of a sudden you start to struggle to listen. They're turning the TV up a little bit more. The radio or the podcast in the car like this is up louder than usual. You are having difficulty in restaurants, hearing, having to look at someone's lips. So let's talk about the signs of hearing loss.
Some of which you just talked about, you know, turning up the television, having difficulty hearing in a noisy situation, feeling like everybody's mumbling. You know, it's so important what you were just talking about regarding relationships. You know, we know hearing loss doesn't just affect the person that has it. It affects everybody in their life, and particularly their significant other. You know, that's the, you know, primary relationship. And in my office, I spend a lot of time with couples, you know, discussing the impact of hearing loss and sort of the responsibilities of both parties, you know, because even with hearing aids, the hearing loss is not cured. So you still have difficulty even with hearing aids. So we talk about what the significant other or family member can do to aid in that communication so that both people have some responsibility there.
And of course, we're talking about degradation in different grades, and we could discuss serious versus or profound hearing loss. There are different ways to stage this. So if somebody has profound hearing loss, they can't hear just about anything, right? They're essentially right, completely deaf.
At that point, if we aid them, we're talking about awareness. There's not a lot of speech understanding.
And someone who's severely impacted in some respect can have a capacity to regain speech, but that would be somebody who has only maybe 10 or 15 or 20% capacity of hearing.
Yeah, I mean, and someone with a severe to profound hearing loss, we now have the option of cochlear implants, and cochlear implants can do pretty amazing things. So, always if someone is at that level and they're just struggling with their hearing aids, we don't do cochlear implants at our centers, but we refer out to people that do because they can really help people. So we want to make sure that people are referred on to the appropriate professional.
We're going to talk in a moment about actual implementation of devices and things that are just emerging, and also insurance, which is a very positive pivot in the last 5 to 10 years, that many insurance companies for many, many years didn't cover anything on hearing loss, and now they do, or at least partially, they'll be covering this. So I come to your center, I am tested. I need to know how my ears are doing. How do I know to come to your center? Do I contact my insurance first? Do I just come to your center? What would be the best way to go about this?
You can do it either way. We accept most insurances. But if you call us, sometimes the whole insurance thing is intimidating for people. So if you call us and give us your insurance information, we'll check what your options are in terms of coverage. And if we're out of network, we'll let you know that too. But you're right that there are a lot more options that people have now than they did in the past.
And the actual test itself, having sat for one myself a few times, is actually it's painless. It's easy. Right. It's just like reading our charts. You're not going to walk out of there with a headache. You're not going to walk out with ringing or tinnitus in your ears, or tinnitus if you pronounce it that way. You're going to be fine. And you sit down, you ask questions, and then you get right to the test.
Yeah, like you said, it's pretty painless. If you remember your elementary school hearing test, you're listening to the beeps and either hitting a button or raising your hand to let us know that you heard them. And with a full, complete audiologic evaluation, the speech testing is an important part of it, because we want to see how clearly you're hearing and understanding speech. The standard testing that we do, you're saying words in quiet, repeating words in quiet, but we also like to conduct a speech and noise test. So for people that struggle in a noisy environment, even if they have relatively normal hearing thresholds, people can struggle in a noisy environment. So we will do that speech understanding testing with noise in the background. And that gives us more insight into your auditory system.
And of course, today, a lot of screens, TVs, smart television, everything comes with captions. They can be extraordinarily helpful for someone. Yeah. So that we're coming up with newer technology. And let's talk a little bit, if we can, about the technology, the newer hearing aids that are coming out. You mentioned cochlear implants, surgeries that have just made a profound difference in lives. But in terms of hearing aids, I think my breakthrough moment of understanding of the popular culture was former President Bill Clinton had hearing loss. And with for an audiology test, he was starting to struggle at about the age of 50.
Right.
And had ear, and now wears hearing aids.
Right. And that was, that was a while ago now. So technology has come a long, long way, even since, that period of time. It's one of my favorite subjects is hearing aid technology, but I've been doing this for, 25 years. So the evolution in hearing aid technology has been just incredible to witness. And it's so gratifying to me to be able to help people so much more, because the technology allows us to do so much. You know, we can now connect to your cell phone so you can listen to your phone calls right through your devices. You can listen to your music right through your devices. You know, they're rechargeable now, so you don't have to worry about batteries, things like that. But it's also important, even regardless of how good the technology is, that we want to verify the benefit. So, you know, hearing aids alone aren't going to do everything for you. And certainly, you know, manufacturer settings are not 100%. So we go the extra step and do some verification testing to make sure your devices are doing what they should be doing, the most we can do for you with the devices. Yeah.
And I'm sure many people have come in and they've received these new devices, have gotten the hearing aid, just had a V8 eureka moment, like, oh my word, this is so much better.
That is the funnest part of my job. That is the funnest part of my job. Yeah, it's exciting. Imagine,
if you love stage performances, if you love watching movies, television, just being in a room with people or listening to music, it's quite a substantial change.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, as we talked about earlier, some people didn't even realize what they were missing. So when we put the devices on, it's eye opening, you know, and they feel connected again. You know, your sense of hearing really connects you to the world. Just hearing little things like raindrops or leaves rustling, you know, or being able to hear that people are talking down the hallway. It connects you to your surroundings. So it's exciting for me, what I do.
It's a very exciting place to be. And I would encourage you to, if you're listening to this, hopefully you're able to listen to this very well, this podcast, you can contact Jennifer and get more information with the Best Live Hearing Centers. And if anyone does have any questions, Jennifer, how can they follow up with you? Obviously you have your website, but you know, this is sometimes I think a challenging process for somebody to get started to understand that they may need an audiology test and to talk to a professional audiologist like you. So how can they do that?
Right. On our website, bestlifehearingcenter.com, there is a contact form. They can also just schedule the appointment right online. So even if they have difficulty hearing on the phone, they don't have to necessarily speak to somebody on the phone. The contact form will also, you know, you can request information or to talk to us, but they can also follow us on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn. You know, we're on all those social media outlets as well.
Excellent. Jennifer McConchie, she's the owner, audiologist, Best Live Hearing Centers right here in Wallingford. We encourage you to check out the website again and hear everything we say in these podcasts. Jennifer McConchie, thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
If you, as a member, would like to be a guest on the Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce podcast, please contact Executive Director Ray Andrewson at 203-269-9891. Email randrewson@quincham.com. That's randrewson@quinnncham.com.